I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this is a good week for fans of author-illustrator Edward Gorey, with both art and music-related events happening related to Gorey's work.
On Thursday, the Edward Gorey House Museum in Yarmouthport is going to open for the season, and its main exhibit this year is called Hippity Whippity. That focuses on the nonsense writing and absurd artwork in some of Gorey's books, including that Hippity Whippity image from a book that's called The Untitled Book. So fans can now visit the museum Thursdays through Sundays, but this Sunday they might want to be at the Cape Cod Chamber Orchestra concert. That group's spring show is at 3 p.m. at Pilgrim Congregational Church in Howardsport, and it's called Folk and Gorey. The program includes pieces by classical composers, but also composer-in-residence Francis Snyder's new work based on Edward Gorey's story, The Doubtful Guest. At 2:15 before the show, the composer, conductor Matt Skinto, and Gregory Hishak, who's the curator at the Edward Gorey House, are going to give a pre-show talk about Gorey and his work.
Two Mid-Cape art museums will be holding free opening receptions on Friday for new exhibits with some interesting themes.
Well, American values are being spotlighted at the Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis with an exhibit that they have called We the People. That was the phrase from the U.S. Constitution that the museum asked artists to illustrate in some way. And at the reception, which is going to be happening from 5:30 to 7 o'clock on Friday, you can see how dozens of artists interpreted that. If you can't get there Friday, though, the exhibit is up until June 9th. Then also on Friday, there's a reception from 4:30 to 6 for two exhibits at the Cahoon Museum of American Art in Kituat. One of those involves the women artists in the group 21 in Truro, and they're celebrating their 21st year of holding retreats together. For this exhibit, they created artwork based on art from the Cahoon Museum. A second exhibit there is a series of wall sculptures by artist Richard Perry called Real Illusions, and those exhibits will continue to be on display through May 19th.
In Woods Hole this weekend, much of the village will be busy with model boats.
Well, that is happening from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, and it's the Woods Hole Museum's 12th biennial model boat show. Events are going to be spread over 7 venues and are going to involve model ships and boats built by craftspeople from all over New England and beyond. There's going to be lectures, exhibits, a flea market, and races, including radio-controlled model boats raced on the harbor and children building model boats and then racing them in a kiddie pool. The different boats involved in the event are going to range from 12 inches to 12 feet long, but some of them are going to be small enough to fit inside a light bulb.
That's small.
Yeah, that is small. Amazingly small.
Looking ahead, it's April vacation for many schools starting this weekend, so there are a lot of special activities going on through the week.
Some activities to look out for include the Amazing Animal Ambassadors Live Animal Show happening Saturday morning at the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History in Brewster, the Family Fun Week at the Cape Cod Maritime Museum in Hyannis that's starting on Saturday, and then next Wednesday, Magic by Scott Jameson at the West Barnstable Fire Station. I'd recommend checking various libraries and museums for more ideas, and of course, check out all the listings in Cape Week.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.